can't think of anything. I don't know if I should have named my collaborators when I talked about the video artists, Gene Finley and John Muse, who I work with quite a bit. They're working with me on a project I'm working on right now.
Because when we ask about the group, it's also to learn about how is it possible to work collectively, you know, what kind of rituals or what kind of...
Well, it's interesting the way that I work with Gene and John, that we've sort of developed this. When it started, they were doing all of the video, and I was giving, but I was telling them what the content or what the sort of what it was based around. And I started by giving them sound, like I would actually edit sound, and then they would cut to the sound, and then I would use the video in performance. Then I started editing video and working with video, and so, but so what I would do is I would take and I would edit the video. But I would edit it just with the sound in mind, like what I wanted to happen audio-wise, and then I would give them sort of this raw edited version. Then they would take it so that they could see what clips my sound I was using came from, and then they could re-edit it but still stay in character with the clips that I wanted. In this most recent work that we're doing together, I actually edited a complete piece. And they just took it and sort of smoothed out the edges and added things and just gave it some more integrity, I think, in terms of the way it was edited. There's a choreographer that I work with quite a bit named Joe Kreider, and it's really interesting how she and I work together because she will choreograph a dance with no sound, and she will give me lengths of time. She'll say the first section is 4.5 minutes long and the first minute and a half should be very slow moving, and then it becomes frantic, and then it, you know, and she'll give me these really specific sort of time you know, constraints and moods, and then I, and oftentimes subject matter, like she'll say this is political and I want it to be about, you know, labor movement or, you know, something like that. And so then I'll take and I'll get samples of, I'll interview people and take samples of their voices and cut up the words that they said and make music out of that and then build it according to the time she gave me. And then, like, almost towards the end, I'll come to the rehearsal and bring the sound and she'll have made the dance. And it's kind of amazing that it just kind of ends up going together. Like, she may make some adjustments after she hears the sound, and she may ask me to make some adjustments, but we work almost really separately at first. So that's kind of an interesting way to work, I think.
So I have also another question. Did you train yourself? How did you, because you said you study music, but I guess it, I don't know if it was already computer music or...
No.
Can you give us a bit of your parcours as a...
Well, I've been playing music all my life, and so kind of self-taught, and then also took lessons, but the lessons I took were very from conventional music. And when I was in college, I studied opera and classical music, and I went to a school that was kind of conservative and didn't have much of an experimental or a new music department, and there wasn't I learned sort of after I graduated that if I'd been a composition major, then I would have been studying at least with the teachers who know that there's, you know, composers that are still alive. and so then it was basically after I got out of school, I sort of trained myself in more experimental music and studied that on my own. And then I moved to San Francisco in 84 and... have a lot of friends now that went to Mills College, and they all studied with experimental composers, Robert Ashley and Steve Reich and, you know, people like that who are on the faculty at Mills. And so I sort of have kind of an association with those people, but I never went to that school myself. But I sort of got my new music education and experimental music education by, I worked in radio for many years. I had a program called The Sound Alternative on a public radio program in Boulder, Colorado, KGNU. And then I worked at KPFA in Berkeley and kind of gathered a lot of what I knew about experimental music from listening to recordings and becoming part of an experimental music community. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.